During the blazing days of summer, Donkey Mill Art Center in Hōlualoa offered cold somen recipes and ceramic bowls to slurp cool noodles from. Some of those bowls are still available online as the busy art center on the Kona side of Hawaii Island moves into their fall. Executive Director Maya Clark started there 2 years ago, and just 1 year ago, Mina Ellison was hired as curator. These two are adding capacity to what has been a family operation started by artist Hiroki Morinoue. Hiroki is a coffee farmer born and raised in the Kona coffee tradition. Maya and Mina say the center has been growing, yes, and also looking inward.
An earlier version of the logo said art is life, life is art. It's a little cryptic, but I often find myself having to explain why art is just as important as, say, math or science. It is often marginalized as something that you grow out of or is a leisure activity.
Most people don't do it at all, ever, or even
For art, there's that moment in our everyday lives where we can be more present, whether you're making your tea or your morning coffee, just to have that presence that artists, as they're creating their art, they have. So the mill, our humble, beautiful, small home, which is a, you know, former coffee mill, to hold space, to use the arts as a way to explore who we are. Like Maya was saying, as an essential function, who are we? How do we connect to place? Like in our current exhibit, it's called Nā Māla, Layered Landscapes of Kona Coffee Heritage. So we're bringing together 19 active artists from Kona.
What do the pieces look like?
Oh, man. So I became obsessed with this idea of abstract landscapes. So people's capturing their perspective through a non-literal experience.
Oh, I'm so interested in how people get art into their lives. I mean, the activity of it. Tell me about Hōlualoa. Who lives around there? Is it retired transplants? Is it aging coffee farmers?
It's an extremely diverse community. However, there is a shared value of, you know, what we call this Kona way of life. Whether someone has generationally been in Kona, you know, their kupuna, kanaka oiwi, to someone who just moved to Kona, maybe they're working on a farm or starting an agricultural-based business. It's a diverse community, but there's values that I believe are shared, especially in the Hōlualoa and Keoho Mauka Kona.
What is that like? What is this Kona way of life? Really?
Kona way of life. It's community and it's hard work. Those are the shared values practiced by so many folks who live in Kona today, whether they're from Kona or they just moved. Getting to know the Marshallese community, which is a large and growing group within our community, has been extremely meaningful for, I can say, me personally, but to connect what we call snowbirds, right? People who spend the winters here in Hawaii, in Kona. Anyways, connecting people who don't have the opportunity to connect.
As the Kona way of life story was told to me, I think it was Setsuko Morinoue who first shared it with me. I understood that code of hard work came from, there's this kind of point of pride that there weren't plantations in the area, and that it really has that spirit of independent farmers depending upon each other without this structure of hegemonic control of a plantation, you know.
No corporate structure? You know, that would cause a different breed to evolve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I love the name of the Donkey Mill Art Center. You know, we recently rebranded and it was really important to us to have the whole name in the new logo.
You didn't consider reconsidering the name.
No. I mean, it's hard to be stuck up with that kind of name. It really throws people for a loop. You know, it's also a part of the history of Kona, you know, because it was the, you know, the donkeys or the Kona Nightingales, you know, who were doing a lot of the hard work on the slopes of Hualalai. So, you know, we like that too.
Okay, fist bump. Maya Clark, Executive Director and Curator Mina Ellison of the Donkey Mill Art Center in Hōlualoa, Kona side of Hawaii Island. The current show, Nā Māla, Layered Landscapes of Kona Coffee, remains on view through December 12th.